fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of October. Prepper tip of the day. You might want to consider creating a second or even third stream of income. You can set up a seller's account on eBay and sell those dust collectors from your garage, your basement. You might want to consider becoming a doTERRA dealer or also an AMSOIL dealer. Both of those available at my website at thelibertyman.com. Give me a call if you want to become a dealer from either one. I'll give you a hand with that. The patient way in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. If you need a personal consultation with Steve, just give him a call at 800-630-1491. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Steve, there's been speculation for years that either China or Russia, mostly China, would come up with a gold-backed currency, which instantly, if they did that, make them the most desirable currency on the planet, wouldn't it, sir?
It sure would. You know, they actually came out about 10 days ago and did a big symposium about currencies and that kind of thing, talking about how they need to be the first nation to issue a digital currency, and they want to back that digital currency somehow to gold so that they could beat the petrodollar and the global dollar, you know, dependence that's out there. So they said that having the first digital currency would become the new battlefield, was their exact words. So, you know, they're working on something.
Right. Well, the Chinese have been the world's merchants. You know, if you leave this country and you go to South America, you go to Africa, much of Asia outside of China, you find Chinese merchants conducting a business, don't you, sir?
Well, of course. They're everywhere.
Well, it's not, of course, to most Americans. Most Americans don't know that. I know it, and you know it. But most Americans don't know if you go to South America, you find Chinese merchants. Most Americans don't know if you go to Africa, you find Chinese merchants. They've been the merchants of this planet for centuries, haven't they, sir?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So, and they're very wise when it comes to being merchants. They're very shrewd. They know how to conduct business and make a profit. And that's from the lowest level to street vendors up to the Politburo itself, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I think it was so significant that, you know, when President Trump became president, he wanted to change a lot of things about China and about how we buy so much from them and the merchants that they do have. And it's, I think he's done a great deal of that by changing what he's changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. So here we are in 2020. The president is dealing with China appropriately, best I can tell. He's made multiple public statements about China taking advantage of Americans. But the Americans were complicit in that, weren't they, sir?
Oh, of course they were. What, you know, part of it is, you know, a lot of people don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You would never know that, you know, the past presidents of Obama, his entire administration for 8 years was played into their hands. I mean, it's, you know, we're not looking at the information that, you know, the trade deals and everything that he's doing behind the scenes. It's just not public knowledge to people.
That's right. It's not public knowledge, but it needs to be. Well, Steve, what else is on at the top of your list this morning in terms of our economy and where it's going and how it's going to get there?
Well, you know, the coronavirus, unfortunately, is I think, starting to tick back up. I don't know if it's truly ticking back up, but they're using it as a scare factor right now. They're really starting to hit things again, saying how, you know, cities are closing down, other countries are starting to go through it, and they're saying that other countries are starting to close down cities again. You know, there's still going to be another impact by this. I think they're going to use this all the way up through the election. And right. Unfortunately, now it's going to become an election ploy between the two candidates. And it's, you know, Biden's is going to play this thing as much as he can and blame Trump for it, which is ridiculous. The guy came out in January telling people to come to his rallies when he's sitting there on TV saying that he never told, you know, people to come to rallies. And it's everything's on video. But it's just one big scam, you know. And I was listening to you and Dr. Horowitz, you know, this last, you know, 30 minutes. And even, you know, what you guys are talking about with the people that were calling in, the Newsom people in the hospital, you know, I'll tell you firsthand, the remdesivir and the coalescent plasma is what really saved my life. I took that, and that's what got me out of what I was in. And, you know, if it wasn't for my wife, my wife is the one that I had to call the hospital and demand that I would get on that because of her friends that she has in the doctor in the hospital community. And all the doctors told her that if they were to get the China virus, the first thing that they would do is take those two things. And when she called the hospital, you know, they don't offer it. They didn't say, this is what you should get on. This is what, you know, your options are. They didn't even bring it up to me. If it wouldn't have been for these other doctors saying, no, this is what he needs to take because this is what we take, I would never have known about it. And if two or three weeks ago, Trump came out and said that he believes that the covalescent plasma is the big key to people getting better, you know, and that's one of the big things right now. So, you know, there's a lot of misinformation that's out there about everything, and scare tactics galore right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment for Steve, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, the question, people ask me, what's gold and silver doing? So give us an update, sir.
Gold and silver right now are still plugging away. Right now you can get the gold and silver swap price still on Kitco. I think it's still the best place for everybody. Gold sitting at $1,900 and silver is sitting at $2,350. Silver, the end of last week on Friday and on Monday this week, took a pretty good drop. It's a good buying opportunity, which, you know, some people look at that and say, you know, it's a drop. But once again, silver at today's prices is still a 50% increase over, you know, where it was earlier this year. And those are healthy type of things. And, you know, if you ever had an investment that went straight up, whenever there being a correction, that would be a bubble investment. You know, you don't want to buy into something that never takes a correction because it's going to fall right back down with no support. So when you see these type of things go up, you know, went up to 2,000 for gold and it went up to 27 for silver, and they take a correction back to create a new safety platform, now they're going to start re-advancing again, with silver is up another dollar since, you know, the beginning of the week. those are good investments. That's a safety ledge that it created, and now it's going to start moving back up again. Three steps up, one step back is a healthy investment. So, you know, that's a big key for people to understand when you're making investments in gold and silver, you know, to watch for those kind of things. If it didn't take that type of correction, think back to 2010 and 2011, silver went from $27 to $49.80 in the blink of an eye, and it never had a correction. Well, the minute it did take a correction, because J.P. Morgan manipulated the prices, it came crushing back down. And
they wouldn't,
you know, J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan wouldn't do that, would they?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, John. They just finalized, you know, they got punished back in the day, and they got fined $50 million for what they did. And they made $500 million on the transaction of shorting silver. Well, 3 days ago, I think it was, that they just came back out and got fined again. And it was over $900 million they got fined for that rule. They kept doing more investigations to see. It was a much grander scale than anybody knows about. And they just got forced to pay over $900 million because of their manipulation of gold and silver prices. So, I mean, J.P. Morgan is about as corrupt as it comes.
Absolutely. But they're just laughing all the way to the bank, aren't they?
Well, of course they are, because that $900 million is a drop in the bucket compared to what they made. I mean, when you're talking about the amount of money that they have, you know, when people put their money in the bank, they're using that money. It shows up in your account, but there's a reason why when you go to the bank and you request, you know, more than $3,000, they tell you that they don't have it, or they throw a fit about you taking the money out, because they're using your money. They're using your money to play the market. And, you know, that's why they can manipulate the price of silver the way they can, because it's at their disposal. So, you know, you have to be very careful where you put your money in right now. You really don't want to have it at these banks that are, you know, using it to invest in different areas of the market and manipulate your dollar, because if they lose it in those markets, you're not going to have any money to get back out. And the funny thing that we're talking about banks today at, I think it's in 2 hours, a bank report comes out for the quarter, and they're expected to say that they lost between 30 and 60% of what they had last year at this time. So, you know, you should be able to see probably the stock market is going to be a hit pretty hard this afternoon just because of the bank report. I mean, the banks are really losing money.
Amazing. We got a caller on hold here, Steve. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Steve, I've been thinking about something that maybe you kind of alluded to it a little bit, but I don't know. It seems around here anyway, I am running into people who are buying brand new cars like all the time. I mean, I'll tell you what, you can't take a trip to town, and we're talking about maybe a population in the whole three city area of this little area I'm in here of 50,000, 60,000 people, but you can't run into town without seeing 20 to 30 brand new cars. I mean, like with their 40-day sticker still on them, you know? So my question is this. The banks have got to know that there's going to be a financial collapse. The heads of these banks and stuff have got to know this. And yet they're making money so cheap and so easy for people to borrow. And I can't figure out a reason why that would be. And I was wondering if you knew.
Well, they're giving out loans with 18 to 20% interest to just about anybody. If you have a 500 credit score, I mean, you can have a car loan for an $80,000 truck, and you're going to pay 18% interest. So they're making, you know, an exorbitant amount of money on these loans. But the problem is they're doing loans on these cars for 8 years, seven, 8 years in some cases.
I mean, eight-year loan on an automobile? That's insane.
Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous what they're doing. They're extending these cars out so far, you know, and letting people buy cars so far out of their means. I mean, you should not be able to make $30,000, $40,000 a year and buy an $80,000, $90,000 car that it's going to take you seven, eight years to pay off. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And these people are never going to make the payment. I mean, it's the equivalent of having a mortgage almost. And some of these guys' car payments are over $1,000 a month. You know, it's you're creating a problem, and unfortunately, we're right back where we were in 2008 because we're giving out so many of these car loans and we're not worrying about their debt-to-income ratio, and we're stretching the truth on even their credit, because now they're taking out, you know, your worst credit card, and they're taking out your worst report on your credit to make your credit look better. And then, you know, you have Experian, which is doing Experian boosts where, you know, you sign up and pay them an extra, I don't know, 10, 20 bucks, and they're going to boost your score a little bit, which is not correct. And it's all a ruse. I mean, they're making everything false. And it's just, you know, you get this warm, fuzzy feeling because you're getting this brand-new Ford pickup truck that's costing you $65,000, $70,000, which is incredible considering that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the same Ford pickup truck cost you $25,000. But right. We're not going to talk about the fact that the same pickup truck has now gone up 200-300% in cost, and nothing has changed about your daily life, but you're going to keep buying these cars that have gone up 200%, and now you're going to pay it over a seven-year, you know, plan. It doesn't make any sense. We're setting people up to fail.
That's my point. I'm wondering, why would the banks do this? Because they're letting, I mean, I've talked to a guy, this is no joke, a young kid who's making 20 bucks an hour, just got a brand new Chevy truck. This is just one of them. I mean, I could name four or five, but this kid, for $72,000, top of the line crew cab, I mean, a half ton though, but it's top of the line, but for like 1.9% interest over 84 months, right? But the thing that gets me is why are the banks doing this? Can you think of any reason? If you were looking at the potential, and they know that people can't afford these things, and you know you're probably not going to get your money back, or you're going to end up with a truck that you're going to lose, you know, with money on that way. So why would you make that loan? Why are they making loans like this? I can't think of a reason.
Kyle, it's a win-win for the bank. Think about it. They're about to have a report come out in 2 hours that says that they're down 50 to 60%. Of their profits for year to year. I mean, they're losing money, you know, left and right. They're doing everything they can to beg people to take out a loan, even if it's at 1 or 2%. You know, and I, like I said, I'm even hearing people that are at 18 to 20% on these loans. They're begging people to take out loans. They need to start making money again, and this is the only way they can do it. I mean, we're coming out of a massive recession. And, you know, this thing doesn't look like it's going to get any clearer here in the next 3 to 6 months, especially, you know, with all the hoopla over this election process. And God forbid Biden steal this thing with his scam on mail-in votes. You know, you're going to see the economy completely crumble. And the problem is these banks have to find a way to make money, Kyle. They're going to offer these loans at you know, 1 or 2%. Of course, they have to find something to do. I mean, they're losing too much money. They can't come back to the government right now and ask Trump for a bailout. He's going to tell them no. I mean, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Until they get, you know, another representative of the fake system to back in, you know, part of the swamp, there's nothing they can do. They have to try to get, you know, bits and pieces from people here. And if these people default on their cars, they get the vehicle. And I can also tell you, I have friends that are in the car industry that run car dealerships. Do you know that the market for used vehicles is lower than it's ever been? You're right. Buying a vehicle, a truck for $65,000-$70,000, but when you go to trade that same truck in, say you trade it in within 12 months, you're getting like $40,000 for it. The market for used cars is that low because nobody's buying used cars, and the banks are making it so cheap to get these cars because the banks are hurting for money. The dealers are just killing people when they go to get rid of these cars. They're everywhere. They're being turned over from bankruptcies or not payment of their loans, and they're getting them for dirt cheap.
Amazing.
Hmm.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Amazing.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thanks, guys.
Carl,
I've got it. Yeah.
Thank you, Carl. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of October. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield Devices. If you want to keep your vehicle running after EMP attack, do what I did. Myself, my daughter, my son-in-law, my oldest grandson. I got EMP Shield Devices for all our vehicles at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. If you need a private consultation with Steve, he'd be glad to talk to you. Just give him a call at 800-630-1491. I say again, 800-630-1491. Let's continue, Steve.
Well, you know, another thing I wanted to keep going on here with this is things are getting so bad, and this whole election is such a big thing on a global scale now that the IMF has pushed off their meeting for today till the end of November. They want to see what happens with the election and what happens with, you know, there's a lot of talk about there's going to be you know, civil riots and maybe even possible civil wars that come because of this election. You know, it's unfortunate that this is coming down this way, that the Democrats are really going to make this, you know, a scam with their mail-in ballots. You know, they're saying that for every 7 mail-in votes, you know, votes that are Democrat, one is Republican. So that should tell you how many people that are really going to the booth, you know, to vote and what's going on here. And that a lot of these people that are throwing away ballots, they're finding in the trash, the majority of them are all Republican votes. So, right. you know, right. it's, you know, postal workers that, you know, are for, you know, Biden or for the Democratic side, they're throwing away Republican votes. This is going to be the, one of the biggest scams that's ever happened. And my fear is, John, and you know, I'm agreeing with a lot of people that are talking about this, is that there is going to be a big disturbance that happens after the election. And, you know, it's going to have a severe impact on things, and things are going to close down. But that they're also going to use fear-mongering and scare tactics of coronavirus, you know, to get people back inside their homes and lock their doors and, you know, close things down. I mean, that's Biden's number one thing he wants to do is close the country back down. Right. And, if, you know, should this happen, you know, we're talking, we're a month and a half away from finding this kind of thing out. Should this happen, I mean, you're going to see a complete fall of the economy. We think we're in a recession now. It's going to be 10 times worse. You know, and we all need to take, you know, some type of precautions, you know, now while we have the chance. You know, the IMF came out 2 days ago before they announced that they were pushing off their meeting to the end of the month, of next month, and they said that the U.S. dollar has dropped more significant than they ever thought. They're running tests on several different scenarios that they wanted to put out to the public here soon, and they're saying that the dollar is dropping rapidly, you know. These are all signs that something is going to happen, you know, and I think that if Trump is not reelected, I think they're going to make a big change as far as the dollar and the SDR goes.
I agree, absolutely. Well, we're down to the last couple of minutes here, Steve. What words wisdom you want to leave with our listeners with this week, sir?
You know, I still want everybody to try and be calm, you know, but don't buy into too much of the fear. You know, the virus is starting to uptick again. People are saying in different cities they're closing things down again. And, you know, again, find out what blood type you are. Take it from me personally. Find out what blood type you are. You know, the doctors all told me the exact same thing. If you're type A, you're the ones that are at risk like I was. If you do get in the hospital, you know, the one thing, like I said, it saved my life was the covalescent plasma and the remdesivir. You know, if it wasn't for that, you know, within a couple of days of taking that, I started to come out of the situation where I was in, where I couldn't breathe and everything was so bad. So, you know, whether it's the right thing or not, you know, I can tell you it worked for me. And, you know, the doctors also the same thing, that if you're not type A, it's no worse than a common cold. So, right. You know, if you can find these things out and know ahead of time, it's going to help your life out. You won't stress as much knowing that, you know, it's not going to be as bad. You know, I'm not telling you that I know everything about this. There is to know, but I can just tell you what I've gone through. And
well, you've been through a lot.
Peace of mind.
2 weeks
better.
In a hospital is quite a marathon. And now you're back in the saddle, helping people achieve their goals of getting their family finances all squared away. That's wonderful, Steve. Thank you, sir, for being with us. We'll have you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
Look forward to it, John.
Okay. We have about an hour break coming up here momentarily, and we'll have Tom Berryhill with us. Talk about my favorite product, the energy cleaner, my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I personally take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where every Friday night they've got an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet. Very popular with the local folks. They really like it. And that's only $8, by the way. The all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8 at the Cherryville store, which is where the post office is. The Little Country Post Office is maybe... Oh, maybe 100 square feet or so, right at the edge of the restaurant there at the Cherryville store. Combination post office, country store, and restaurant. I have lunch here every Friday myself, by the way. So, yes, that's what we do. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of October. It is the first day of October. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week. We talk about my favorite product, my home business, that helps thousands of people all over the planet get their life back. That product is the energy cleaner and, of course, the mattress pads that go with it. We begin these discussions with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, I got a very nice note here from one of our listeners, Tom. I'm going to use her first name only. And Casey, she and her husband, and very nice note. And here it is. I bought the energy cleaner and wanted to give you an update. My husband told me almost every morning since we got married in 2006, quote unquote, I didn't sleep well last night. I received the energy cleaner Saturday morning. It would be just this past Saturday, the 26th of September. I already had the bed set up to work with an energy cleaner a couple days prior, so all I do is insert the batteries and connect the alligator clip to the screen. It's only been four nights, but my husband has said every morning since sleeping with the energy cleaner, I slept like a baby last night. I don't think I've ever heard him say that, and he has now told me this four mornings in a row. Now, that's something a very dear friend of mine, Tom, told me many years ago, my mentor, my friend. He says, John, these women will remember everything you ever say. And that's turned out to be quite true, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, John, and thanks for the reminder and warning.
Now, she goes on, the next paragraph. Another thing very well may have to do with the energy cleaner is that on Friday night, Friday evening, that would be the 25th of September, my husband was putting their dog to bed, and he caught his toenail in the dog's bed and ripped the toenail almost completely off. He put the nail back on and wrapped it in a Band-Aid. Yes, there was blood all over the apartment that I had to clean up. The next day was when we received the energy cleaner. I set him up with four layers of tinfoil in a circle that I put around his foot with the energy cleaner attached. I did that for a couple of hours Saturday evening, an hour Sunday, and an hour Monday evening after he got home from work. Today is Wednesday. He is able to walk on his foot with his work boots on like it never happened. He says it looks like completely reattached. I can't imagine this toenail would have healed that fast without the energy cleaner. ! Let me tell you, my husband is the original Doubting Thomas, and even he is sold on the energy cleaner. Tom, that is so heartwarming, isn't it, sir?
It really is. And, John, so often we hear from people that they're very skeptical on something like this as far as the energy cleaner goes. They just don't believe it until they try it. And you and I had a mutual friend, our friend Bob, that passed away a few years ago. He was the biggest skeptic on many things, and especially the energy cleaner, but by the time he tried it, you would have thought the guy invented it. He was one of the biggest proponents of this technology, and he was a firm believer because of what it did for him and so many others that he knew. It really made a difference in so many people's lives because of him getting the word out. So there's another one right there, and but I don't doubt that this gentleman you're speaking of will completely recover from that accident, and he'll continue to have a good night's sleep.
I believe that will be the case. Well, it is October. I'll be talking to Steve Whitman soon. He's got the fish camp shut down there in the state of Maine. I'll be spending a week with our listeners that want to go with me up there this coming August. But Steve gives me and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life, me for letting him know it existed, and the energy cleaner for actually doing the work. I didn't do the work. The energy cleaner did the work. And we'll have Steve on here to give us an update on how he's doing, to talk to him about his recovery from being shot three times with a .45 caliber pistol, once in the right hand, twice in the torso. And it's always good to have Steve on. And, of course, he'll give us an update on his updated version of his book, Winning Life's Lottery, where he spent a considerable amount of time with a psychological professional and the getting details and insight from the psychological professional to update his book. So that'll be fun, Tom. I hope to have Steve on here on Thursday soon, one day soon. It may be another day, depends on his schedule, to get him on there and give us an update on everything going on with him. So if you're a new listener, we have new listeners every week. That's just the nature of talk radio. Barely know who John Moore is, never heard of Tom Berryhill before, never heard of this thing called an energy cleaner. But that's okay. We're going to begin from the beginning. The energy cleaner is a electronic healing device. And I'll tell you what it's not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It is entirely different technology. The energy cleaner is about the size of Scarbox. It's a black plastic. It takes 9 Ds in delta, 9 D cell batteries, and it puts out an electronic healing signal. That's what it does. This signal goes electrostatic healing signals, what I should say more precisely. Electrostatic healing signal goes to every cell of your body, and your body has billions of cells. Healing those cells, bringing fresh nutrition and taking out the waste products from these cells. And that's how it works. That's exactly how it works. We focus on two things: pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. And of course, Casey's note here that she wrote, I just got this note yesterday at 10:48 a.m. Her note basically verifies and reinforces what we hear from hundreds of other people, don't we, Tom?
Oh, that's true, John, and we continue to get these for many years. It's just amazing. And many times we don't hear back at all, except when they order another unit. They get on with their life, and they don't really care to talk about health issues that are now gone.
Absolutely, they don't. Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner does work. Just like Casey's husband, many of you are doubting Thomas's. I don't have a problem with that. Not at all. No problem at all. And that's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee to give the doubting Thomas's some peace of mind, knowing that they're going to get into something that's going to work. There's about a 1% or 2% chance that it won't. I get about 1.25% back out of the hundreds that I sell. About every 3 months, I'll get one return, sometimes every 4 months. Of course, I refund their money immediately. That's not an issue. So when you go to my website at libertyman.com, you'll see under products, energy cleaner. Just click on that. You'll see the patent application information. You'll see photographs of the energy cleaner. You can order your energy cleaner and order your mattress pad right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. If you want to send me a check, my address is there also. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. You won't get me. A toll-free order line for energy cleaners and mattress pads. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, our sales have basically tripled the last 8 months, haven't they, sir?
They have, John, and I also make other types of equipment, and my workload has quadrupled this year, so it's been very hectic, to say the least. Keeping up with it the best I can, and these energy cleaners are in constant production, going out the door every few days, so we just keep cranking away at it.
That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. And people need to really think about this and pray about it. I know for many people it's a financial burden to spend this much money on a healing product like this. But once they do, they regret having waited. I call them energy cleaner procrastinators. They regret that they waited. And think about it, pray about it, talk to your significant other about it, your spouse, and then go ahead and don't do what people do and they regret later. Don't procrastinate. Tom, you have a new version of your cleaner that you've been working on where it will have put out the 528 frequency. What's the status of that, sir?
Well, it's in the works, John. Here's the situation. I've got so much production time on this, and I'd like to find somebody that I could put that part of it over to and let them work on it, but it's hard to find people that can do anything like that. So I just work on a little bit when I can, and it's mainly just some programming completion and then an extra circuit board that has to be designed and put in there, and then it's ready to go. I'd say pretty soon. It's just about finished. I have produced several multi-purpose units this summer, a handful of those that did incorporate that 528 as well as some other frequencies and the energy cleaner and a couple of other functions. But they're quite a bit more expensive. And it is the design that I produced many years ago, and I just updated the software for that. So I'm taking a part of the instructions for that software and incorporating it into a smaller module that will work in the current energy cleaner. So that's how I'm doing it. And so it's not like a new it would be a new design for the actual energy cleaner we're talking about now, but it's actually some borrowed technology from other instruments that I've been making over the years. So that goes back to an older design with some updated software, and that's basically what I'm doing. It's just not enough hours in the day. I need a time stretcher.
A time stretcher. Well, I'll see if they got one on Amazon, Tom.
Yeah, see if they have any of those. But the thing is, John, once I finish that that circuit board layout and produce them, then the 528 in the energy cleaner will be available. It'll be a higher price, but not exorbitant or anything like that.
All right. You got a question or comment about the energy cleaner? Maybe you're somebody who's used one. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Tom, I've had to basically triple my orders of mattress pads from my distributor up in Chicago. I've basically tripled my buying energy cleaners from me. I'm getting a fresh batch, I believe, Friday, aren't I?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because I've got some back orders waiting here. The last batch of 20 I got from you, I got almost caught up with back orders. Since then, there have been some more come in. I think there's three or four pending. I'd have to look. But we're constantly playing catch up these past 8 months, haven't we, sir?
Well, we are, and that'll get better as time goes on. I'm looking for additional machinery all the time as well, John, and that's a big problem too. As I'm maxed out on what I can produce, and have to build some new molds, to form the plastics. We do everything right here. I don't farm anything out. Keep it all right here so we can keep running.
Right.
I have to worry about the supply chain, and if things get worse, as we suspect they will, I will be prepared to continue running as long as I can get the electricity. And even then, I have backup generators and everything here. I'm setting up an air compressor that has a propane-powered engine on it, so I don't have to worry about electricity. That's a huge electrical load. So I'm planning on continuing into the future the best I can with what I have to work with. And I have a feeling I would be up and running when others would be sitting in the dark. So I've made those preparations and continue to think along those lines and prepare for that.
Absolutely. Well, that's good. No, it gives me some peace of mind knowing I'll be able to provide these to people into the future. And I know you've been covered up with work, Tom, and your different projects. I know you have some projects are about to be wrapped up, some of your outside activities that you do, so you can focus more time on the current energy cleaner and the new edition, correct?
Yes, that's correct. There's one system that was on a contract that's actually was supposed to be finished at the end of last month, yesterday, and it's not because of anything I've done. I've got it as far as I can go, and once that's out of the way, I can focus so much more on the energy cleaner projects and go forward with the health type, healing type, energy healing equipment. I have some other things we're working on, and we'll get it going, John. It'll be there relatively soon.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. I know as soon as we announce a new product, it's something that people get interested in real quick, and we just need people to be patient. Okay. Well, in addition, if you have a greenhouse, we got winter coming up, the growing season's over for most of the country. If you have a greenhouse and you want to grow some fresh vegetables and fruits during the wintertime in your greenhouse, the Energy Cleaner will help, won't it?
Yes, it will. It will really ramp up the production of vegetables. That's something I'm working on myself here. I'd like to, I started construction on a small greenhouse. I got all of the framing built. It was all welded aluminum. I wanted it to be long-term, not some plastic-covered hoops or anything like that. So it was going to be a substantially built building, but it has to still be completed, of course, with the lack of hours in the day. It's on standby, okay. But it will produce quite a bit of vegetables in a small space.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 1st of October. We're talking about my favorite product, the Energy Cleaner. We got a caller on the hold here, Tom. We got David in California. Good morning, David.
Hello?
Hello, David. Hello, David. Hello, David.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hey. John, I'm one of the, good morning, gentlemen. I'm one of those listeners that wish they would have bought the air energy cleaner a little sooner. Since I've got it, my hips, the arthritis in my hips have subsided, and I'm getting better rest that night, and I can't talk enough about it. Right now I have a cousin that's listening to the show. She suffers from rheumatoid arthritis, and she's getting ready to place her order. I was wondering if, you know, if you had any feedback on that for her.
Well, everybody with arthritis gets either complete relief or some relief. It's a tiny, tiny percentage that don't get relief at all. We're also recommend that people with arthritis, they have a chiropractor who specializes in nutrition. That will help them because a lot of arthritis is nutrition related. So that would be my advice for your cousin there, David.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Also have a greenhouse tip for you.
Go ahead.
If you take in my greenhouse, I put a 35-gallon barrel of water in the corner, and the sun hits it during the day and soaks up that energy, and at night it releases that thermal energy back into the greenhouse and will help keep the temperature in that greenhouse moderate. Now, I've taken it one step farther, and I went out and I bought a 40 to 50-gallon aquarium heater, and I suspend it in the tank, and I just plug it in, and it maintains that water at a certain temp, and it helps carry through the night.
Very nice. Very nice.
And David, that combined with the air energy cleaner.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you get fresh fruits and vegetables all year long.
That's an excellent idea.
That's great, David. That's great. You got a follow-up there, Tom?
I think that's a great idea. And I know others that have done this with a black plastic barrel or metal barrels. You can pick these up very low cost. And I know one guy that set several of those along the one wall, the rear wall of the greenhouse, and the sun would hit those barrels and warm them up. And he actually built them into a shelf. So he capped the barrels off. They're full of water. And then he just laid boards across the top of that as a workplace, a shelf to do the work with the seedlings and any maintenance and things that were in the greenhouse. And it worked quite well for him. The one I'm building will be attached to the rear of the house. There's a area there that has good sun exposure. And I can also put some venting in there if it gets too hot. And then there's also a spot where I can put some duct work and actually feed some warm air from the home into the greenhouse itself. So but I really like that idea with the barrels, and it's an excellent idea.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, also,
We're out of time. Sorry.
That's okay.
We're out of time. Call back next week, David. Tom, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll have you back on tomorrow morning. We'll talk about emergency communications. Thank you. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.